This is the Bookable Japan Minutecast. Hi, I'm Ben Mabley with the Minutecast on Monday the 20th of August. And now that the Olympics are over and the somewhat pointless midweek internationals are out of the way too, it's time to concentrate on the J-League again. Back in the spotlight, the domestic action didn't disappoint, with 9 top flight matches producing fully 29 goals, 5 of them for a bottom 3 side who finally found their mojo. We'll have all the details right after this. Well, hello again, and J1 leading scorer Hisato Sato was once again the hero, as Sanfrecce Hiroshima opened up a 4-point lead at the head of the division after winning 2-0 away to Alborex Niigata. With the two sides immediately below them, Vegalta Sendai and Kashiwa Reysol, drawing a blank in their meeting at the Yurtec Stadium, Hajime Moriyasu's side took advantage and forced their way in front midway through the opening period when Toshihiro Aoyama's superb through ball bisected the Alborex back four for Sato to do what he does best, slotting home his 17th league goal of the campaign. The 30-year-old then turned provider 10 minutes into the second half, when he ran around the outside of the home defence and cut the ball back to give Naoki Ishihara an easy finish. New signing Neto Bayano made his first start for Kashiwa, but fired wide with the best opportunity of a second versus third battle that failed to live up to expectations. Long-time leaders Sendai remain the closest challengers to Hiroshima, but are now without a win in 7 competitive fixtures. Urawa Reds moved up to third with a 2-1 victory over Kashima Antlers, while 5th-placed Yokohama F. Marinos extended their unbeaten streak to a joint club record of 15 league matches. But they had to settle for just a point after neighbours Kawasaki Frontale came back from 2 behind to draw 2-2 at the Nissan Stadium. Jubilo Iwata put an end to their recent poor run with a thrilling 4-3 victory over struggling Cerezo Osaka. First half equalisers from Olympic stars Hotaru Yamaguchi and Takahiro Ogihara cancelled out Jubilo goals from defenders Yoshiaki Fujita and Shunya Suganuma. Kempes's header then looked set to earn a crucial 3 points for Cerezo, until Ryoichi Maeda struck twice in the final 8 minutes to round off a dramatic evening at the Yamaha Stadium. The win takes Iwata up to 6th, ahead of Sagan Tosu and neighbours Shimizu S-Pulse on goal difference, after a first professional goal for Daisuke Muramatsu gave Afshin Gotbe's men a 1-0 win in Kyushu. Relegation-threatened Gamba Osaka ruined the 20th anniversary celebrations for Nagoya Grampus with one of the most astonishing J-League results in recent seasons, winning 5-0 away at the Toyota Stadium. Leandro gave Gamba the lead on 38 minutes, but the match turned decisively shortly afterwards when Takahiro Masukawa was dismissed, perhaps harshly, for a tug on Akihiro Sato in the penalty area. Yasuhito Endo converted from the spot in typically languid style, before setting the visitors up for a rampant second half when his cross found the head of Yasuyuki Konno at the far post to make the score 3-0. Sato backheeled the 10th goal of his debut top flight season shortly afterwards, before substitute Paulinho completed the scoring with a late tap-in. The result brings Gamba to within 2 points of safety, and might have taken them out of the bottom three altogether had it not been for another impressive away victory for Omiya Ardija at FC Tokyo. Zdenko Vedenik's side defended stoically, before his Slovenian compatriot Milivoje Novakovic netted the game's only goal, his first since joining on loan from Cologne. Elsewhere, Consadole Sapporo fought back from two behind at home to Vissel Kobe, but late strikes from Takuya Nozawa and Ken Tokura eventually condemned them to a 4-2 defeat. Two more quick talking points to finish up with, and Japan played out an unconvincing 1-1 friendly draw with Venezuela in Sapporo last Wednesday. Yasuhito Endo's first half strike was cancelled out by Nicholas Fedor, with Shinji Kagawa missing an open goal days before his likely competitive debut for Manchester United away to Everton tonight. And finally, Vanfore Corfu's lead over Kyoto Sanga at the top of J2 was cut to just 2 points, as they were held to a 1-1 draw at Katala Toyama. Well, that's all for today. Join me again next week as we enter the final third of the 2012 campaign. Bye for now.